Adventure and art. Take a cute little leap of faith towards discovering your own genius. Great things start from humble beginnings. And without humble beginnings, you can't create great things. We are all, of course, too unique to share the same beginnings, but there are some beginnings that are incredibly entertaining. I will attempt to describe to you a couple of weekend-long adventures that will give you a taste of your own genius. Whether you are just starting out, or things get too busy in life and you forgot about your genius, this text is for you. Let us begin with the most outrageous weekend first. You are going to Nordhaus to roast a sausage over a freaking fire. Take a closer look at the Nordhaus beach using your favorite satellite photo service. Do you see those little bright lines? Those are access points to hidden campsites. People that camp there make a path to get to the beach and back. Each one of those sites has a neat little fire spot. You don't have to stay the night. You just need a stick, a sausage, maybe a little bit of ice cream, and a little fire. If you don't like driving to adventures, then oh my gosh, this is like the most sophisticated thing I have ever heard. If you live in the Detroit area where I'm writing this from, you should know that the I-275 bicycle trail inexplicably passes through a tent site with fire rings and proper restrooms. And if you don't live in Michigan, just get to the nearest lake that has some campsites. Really, it's the same thing. And if you don't like meat, you are in luck because you get to roast a marshmallow. And don't forget, mosquito repellent. Make sure to visit your favorite campsite every few weekends while the weather is nice. It's meant to help you make room for yourself in life. Don't work too hard. Overwork is terrible for our creativity and genius. Now that you made some room for yourself, it is time to spend a weekend with art. But before you get there, order a Pico or mini projector. Maybe one that connects directly to your phone. Now, go to your favorite museum and ask what would it take to become an artist. Right after your museum visit, go shopping for proper pencils, go to a coffee shop, and draw a photorealistic eye. There is a tutorial video on the internet for everything. Just search on your phone for draw an eye, or draw a face, or even speed drawing. And search for some portraits that you can practice with. Search for black and white photos. Use a projector to map out a face, but make sure that your source image has high contrast, really dark darks and bright whites. And find a tutorial about drawing faces and drawing hair and practice. This doesn't take a lot of time. If you're spending too much time practicing on hair, then you need more tutorials because it is a lot easier than it seems. Get some camera and photo lighting equipment and start taking portrait requests from your friends and family and even from strangers. And don't forget about our furry friends. And if at all possible, please start referring to people's pets as their fur kids, as that is something that you will never regret and sometimes giggle about in the evening. There's one more thing that brings art and adventure together and makes them even better. Whether you're out on your weekend adventure or working on finishing up one of your portraits at the coffee shop, it is very important that you also listen to narrated books. In closing, I will list 10 titles that left a lasting impression on me. Lies My Teacher Told Me, second edition, by Dr. James Loewen. The Story of Philosophy, The Lives and Opinions of the Greater Philosophers, by Will Durant. The Giants of Philosophy, a series of 12 books, narrated by Charlton Heston. Field Notes from a Catastrophe, Man, Nature, and Climate Change, by Elizabeth Colbert. The World Without Us, by Alan Weisman. A Short History of Nearly Everything, by Bill Bryson. The Demon Haunted World, Science as a Candle in the Dark, by Carl Sagan. Electric Universe, How Electricity Switched on the Modern World, by David Boudanis. What If? Serious Scientific Answers to Absurd Hypothetical Questions, by Randall Munroe. And The Science of Superheroes, by Weinberg and Gresh.